Churchill, The Power of Words. His remarkable life recounted through his writings and speeches. 200 readings, selected, edited, and introduced by Martin Gilbert. Read by Michael Jayston. Preface. President John F. Kennedy, in making Winston Churchill an honorary citizen of the United States in April 1963, said of him, "He mobilized the English language and sent it into battle." Churchill died in 1965, a few weeks after his 90th birthday. Throughout his 6 decades in the public eye and in public life, he understood and wielded the power of words. In his speeches, books, and newspaper and magazine articles, he expressed his feelings and laid out his vision for the future. From his first experiences of war between 1895 and 1900, his vivid narrative style and thoughtful reflections were read with fascination in Britain and beyond. While still in his 20s, he was a much sought-after speaker in Britain and the United States. I have chosen 200 extracts from his books, articles, and speeches that seem to me to express the essence of his thoughts and to describe, in his own words, the main adventures of his life, the main crises of his career, his main parliamentary interventions and initiatives, and his philosophy of life and human existence. These extracts range from his memories of his childhood and school days to his contributions during more than 50 years to debates on social policy and on war. They cover his contributions to the discourse and events of 2 world wars and his hopes and efforts to see the world emerge a better place. Churchill used words for different purposes, to argue for moral and political causes.